Here we are, then. It's a fairly good restaurant by Washington standards. Have you ever been here before, Annie?
What do you think? It's not exactly my sort of place.
I suppose not. You've changed such a lot since the old days. You know, I hardly recognized you when you turned up at the hotel in those dreadful workman's clothes.
What's the matter with them?
Well, they're not exactly feminine, are they?
They're not supposed to be.
Why have you had your hair cut so short? You used to be such a sweet, pretty girl with your long blonde hair.
That was a very long time ago. Can we change the subject?
Oh, very well, my sweet. I'll call the head waiter. Excuse me.
Yes.
I reserved a table for two in the name of Gusper.
What time was it for?
For 1:15.
Then you're late. You'll have to wait till the table becomes free.
How long will that be?
How do I know? Excuse me, I have work to do.
This is ridiculous. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh, it's not worth it, Dad. Look, those two over there have finished their coffee. They might be going soon.
Very well. I'm surprised David isn't here, by the way. I asked him to come, too, in my letter.
Oh? He didn't mention that you'd written to him as well.
I didn't actually mail the letter. I sent it via a Japanese acquaintance who was visiting Washington. Perhaps David never got it.
David's a family man nowadays. He's got a lot on his mind.
If you give me his number, I'll try calling him.
He'll be delighted, I'm sure.
Excuse me, are you waiting for a table?
Yes, we are.
Follow me then, please.
The head waiter was extremely rude to me, by the way.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's always doing that, I'm afraid. You see, he had a terribly unhappy childhood. Well, here's your table. Allow me to get you an aperitif while you are choosing your meal.
Very well. I'll have a dry martini.
Nothing for me, thanks.
As you like. Here's the menu, sir, and for madame. I bring you your aperitif straight away, sir.
That's more what one expects in a place like this. Well, what do you feel like, my dear?
I don't know what half these dishes are, even.
Let me see. I can recommend the grilled mushrooms to start with. And for your main course, the veal and tomato sauce. Or perhaps you'd prefer the roast pork and cream and brandy.
No way! I'm a vegetarian, Dad. You know that. Anyway, Dad, I didn't come here to waste time on all this nonsense. I just wanted to talk to you. Order what you like.
Here's your aperitif, sir. Are you ready to order yet?
Yes. We'll both have the seafood cocktail as a starter. And for the main course, I'll go for the roast lamb, and for my daughter, I think the asparagus omelet. Will that be all right, Annie, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Splendid. Now, are you having any side dishes?
I'll have a mixed salad, please.
And what about the delightful young lady?
I'll have the same.
Now, what would you like for dessert?
I think I'll go for the strawberries and cream, personally.
And for the charming young lady?
I don't want any dessert.
Thinking of your delightful figure, I imagine. Well, lastly, what may I bring you to drink with the meal?
We'll have a bottle of rosé wine, please.
Sweet or dry?
Dry, please.
Thank you. I'll go and see to your order.
I think you'll find that the asparagus omelette here is really rather special, Annie.
Look, can we stop talking about damn food, please?
Of course. Of course. We've got so much else to talk about, haven't we? I expect you're wondering what happened to me in Trinidad, and why I disappeared afterwards.
Presumably it was to keep out of the way of the police.
It certainly was not. How can you say that, Annie?
According to the papers, you were involved in drug smuggling with some guy called Mr. P or something.
How typical of newspapers. That's a complete lie.
I read the same story in several very reliable papers, which usually get their stories right.
Annie, if you'd rather believe the lies told by journalists than the truth told by your own father...
I'm sorry, Dad. What's your story, then?